Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, a specialty crop tour kicks off tomorrow. I had the opportunity to visit with Emily Agu with Ag in the Classroom. We talked a little bit about what they'll be seeing on the specialty crop tour.
And I know it's not quite summer, but I just want to give it a little shout out. We are actually working on a grant that we applied for a couple of years ago. It's actually a specialty crop block grant through USDA. And we are actually doing specialty crop educator tours around the state. So we did one in December. We have one coming up this Saturday, April 27th. And then we'll actually do a couple more throughout the summer and then during the fall. So we are actually this Saturday, we are going to see strawberries and grapes around Oklahoma. So we're super excited about that. Of course, it's around specialty crops here in Oklahoma, and we'll get to talk a little bit about strawberries, but also the grape industry here in Oklahoma, and also the wine industry here in Oklahoma. So we'll get to do that.
And you also said coming up in June, they've got the AITC Summer Road Trip.
It is Bedlam themed. So we're super excited about that. The Oklahoma Beef Council sponsors so much of that trip, and we're so thankful to them. But we actually already have a group of teachers that have been chosen to attend. We had well over 125 actually apply for the trip. So we've narrowed that down to the 53 that we can fit on the bus, and we're excited to do that. We'll be doing the same trip as last year. So we'll be spending one day, of course, the Bedlam theme, one day around Norman, seeing a lot of agriculture in that area. And then we'll actually be heading up to Stillwater for a couple of days.
To hear my complete conversation with Emily Agu at Ag in the Classroom, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, which is unchanged since this year. Extreme drought or worse also at zero still. Severe drought or worse now at 5.50%, up from last week's 3.05%. Moderate drought or worse now at 35.54%, which is also up from last week's 26.70%. And then abnormally dry conditions or worse are at 65.87%, which is up from last week's 58.88%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 4th. Eastern border along the state, along with the southeast corner, stands at about a near-normal chance of rain. And then the panhandle and a strip of southwest Oklahoma, a little bit above that 40 to 50% chance of rain through May the 4th. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad-track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien-free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.